The following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
Your voice is super sexy, actually, though, so not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas maybe I can touch a bug. I don't know. Great puts in that movie left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
I'm travel!
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Bad Flicks. I'm Garrett, the
I
guy stealing the intro from Adam.
I am Adam, the guy having his intro stolen from him.
And I'm John, and I had nothing to do with the intro.
Ever. Never, ever has he ever had anything to do with the intro.
He's opened a couple times. You should open next week, John. Open next week.
I'm always
open,
you
just open
baby.
Up for us, John.
Yeah. I'm like 7-11.
Tell us your feels.
May not what do you always really open, think? But I'm always doing business. Don't touch the keyboard.
Well, I mean, that's a decent segue because our homework this week actually has to do with the Boondock Saints. We had to watch Boondock Saints 2 All Saints Day.
Piece of shit.
My God, that movie is
it's
bad.
Trash. I told you.
Like hot it should have been dumpster fire.
When I saw it in the theaters, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, like my memory of that movie was way better than the movie we just watched for homework. That thing was garbage.
That movie wasn't even good to me when it came out the first time.
I just remember it being better.
Well, that's just it. Time had actually healed some of the wounds. And I knew I didn't like it, but I forgot how much I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what
I forgot
what
how much of a ripoff, like copycat, fucking first movie wannabe it was with fucking shite comedy. And the worst fucking detective in the world.
She was terrible. Grating.
She is the worst part of that movie, hands down, 100%.
Well, and what I really didn't like about it was it felt like they took the quirks of the characters' personalities from the first one and made those quirks their full personalities in the second one.
I just don't know why they didn't bring him back.
Rocco?
Yeah, man. Paycheck. They couldn't afford William Dafoe for a full shoot.
Yeah.
That they could afford him to do two takes on a fucking dock from behind. That's easy.
Yeah. No, they just probably didn't want to do it. They thought, we could do better. We'll do this. It'll be his protege. It's a great idea. This chick costs no money because she's a shitty fucking actor. And she's going to...
And past her prime, so she can't even sell her tits anymore.
She's straight... It's straight up, they try to make it a comedy. And the first movie is not a comedy. There was funny parts in it.
That's what I'm saying. By they took the quirks of people's personalities and just made that them. And so, it led to conversations where, no one would fucking have this conversation in real life. that's not a real thing.
I didn't like the Mexican dude.
He was the best part.
He was so fucking over the top.
I was about to say, what? He was so over the top, he's hard to watch. It just doesn't make sense. Nobody's like that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's definitely not, but he was just
so
fun because
he was
so out of place.
He's not a real person, he's a caricature.
I think that's why I liked it. He was a caricature. In fact, his photo holding those two fancy Mexican guns is the image for tonight's episode.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is.
So,
thanks.
Does this make me look gay?
It's also the
thumbnail
on YouTube.
It looks like you might have seen one of those.
It's right after he picks him up the first time. Yeah.
And that's when he asks the people.
You look like you've seen one up close. That's right.
Yeah,
that is the best exchange in the movie. That is the best joke in the movie,
There really
opinion.
Isn't a whole lot of memorable jokes. There's not a whole lot of it that feels
quotable.
Fucking
elephant fisting, weird jokes about getting fucked in the ass.
There was, of course, another rope joke because they had to do it.
Oh, and the rope worked again, and they both had knives again. Oh, and they redid the scene where
so
they get
mad.
Drunk at the bar.
Except it's in a back room this time.
And they redid the scene where they, I don't know, where they stick them in the trunk, that whole thing.
As opposed to, the weird tight space where they fight, as opposed to an air duct the first time. They basically took the scene, which was the fight in the air duct and the rope, and then split it into two scenes in this movie to try and get the same feel from both of them at different times.
And it just doesn't work. Like I said, they just tried to copy so much from the original. And
the
all
first
they had
one
to do
was lightning in a bottle, man.
Yeah. And like, if they were going to do a second one, it needed to have been immediately with the exact same people working.
No, I disagree. No.
I disagree. They could have just done it well.
Well, I mean,
like, they could have had the same heavy atmosphere and tone the first movie had.
Yeah.
This one has that not at all.
No, that's true. You're right. There is no serious, like, overtone with the plot.
The Three Stooges bothered me. Mm-hmm. The three detectives.
And they weren't like that in the first movie. No, they were dumb. They had quirky, weird, dumb parts.
And they didn't have
but...
huge parts in the first movie.
No.
But, Greenlee, onion bagel, cream cheese. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to give that movie a 4. No, 3.5.
I'm going to give it a 2. Just to go under you. I'm undercutting you.
Is that what we're doing tonight?
I'm playing the prices right.
I'm going to go right in the middle and say...
2.75.
No. I'll give it a 3.
Like, it's...
It was rough. Bad. It's just hurtful.
It's rough, yeah. There are worse movies, which is why it gets a 3.5 from me. But that's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's poop.
It was hard to watch.
It was.
Painful.
It was a little long. A little long-winded.
2 hours and 15 minutes for a movie that should have been like 145 max.
Not even 145.
Like 130. Tight 90.
Should have been like 100 minutes.
That should have been.
Tight 90. Tight hour and a half. You're in. You get some laughs. You get some fucking shoot 'em up and you're out. Fuck a plot. You don't need it. It's the Boondock Saints.
No, you do need it. That's exactly why this movie sucks dick. It's because they just skipped the plot.
No, they tried to write a bad plot.
What was they tried to copy the original plot but make it a comedy. Yeah.
As opposed to just being like the whole somebody mimicking them to get them
out,
back.
That's a good way to start it off.
Bingo. But that's all you need. And then you just go, it's a hunt for that person. Add absolutely nothing else like they did with the tie-in with their father and the Mexican guy. Although, one of my favorite parts, completely unnecessary.
I actually liked it. You got some backstory on the dad, and that actually was serious and heavy. It was like the only time in the movie it wasn't a comedy. Was
that's
when
true.
They were
with the old man? Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt a little cool. Godfather-y, though. Like, it, Godfather 2 with the flashbacks.
It didn't feel right for that movie.
Definitely not, but it was the best part of the movie, in my opinion.
And then,
seeing how the dad got into it all.
Well, we can all agree that it was a pile of shit.
It was a huge
or
pile
shite,
of shit.
As they would put it.
Shite.
So let's get it on to the news, shall we? Yes.
Dragons! Fucking
goddamn right.
Dragons.
So, as we know, Game of Thrones returns this June to start off our summer.
See all the dead motherfuckers?
The dead extras?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm so getting paid for this.
The director has come out and said that the dragons are going to be much bigger for season 6.
In fact,
747 big.
Yeah.
And the largest, he even comes out and says the largest dragon, Drogon, I believe is his name, will have, when he breathes fire, 30-foot radius. That's
nice.
How big he's going to be.
That's like a level 50 dragon.
That's a huge dragon, bro. They're going to be fucking huge.
Well, see, now they're out free in the open, able to feed and grow again.
Not
instead of locked
up
in a fucking dungeon.
That's why the biggest one's so much bigger, because the other two were locked up.
Yeah. Yep. Like, and he's been out fucking eating lambs and peeps and shit.
Stretching his goddamn wings.
Right.
So they're going to be huge. I'm excited for the next season, but if you're hoping for dragons... Sounds like there's going to be a whole lot of it.
Yeah, I want to see some dragon fights.
Yeah, I just want to see dragons torching fucking cities. Because there's not going to be another dragon to fight. You're not going to see two dragons fight.
You might.
I mean, maybe.
Well, she has all the dragons.
I know.
One could turn, I suppose. I mean, it is a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen, but it would be sweet.
What's with the NFL?
So the NFL is actually starting to implement things, not this coming season, but within the coming seasons, to help speed up games and cut down on commercial times.
No fucking way.
Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to implement a game clock for after kickoffs, after touchdowns, after quarter ends, towards just like, and they're setting, they're putting a set limit on halftime shows except for the Super Bowl. So it's just like, hey, they had a touchdown. Instead of getting 2 minutes of commercials, coming back for the kickoff and going back to 2 minutes of commercials, we're going to cut it down to where you can run as many ads as you can in 60 seconds on both of those. And then teams will have a 60-second
game clock,
yeah.
Huh.
Just to kind of help get back to the action. Now, of course, the NFL will take a hit for this, but I really think that they're going to keep viewership throughout a show and not get people flipping away.
Charging... Mm. More for the advertisements wouldn't be unheard of.
No, because they're a lot more
They're less those, supply.
Yeah, less supply. They're in a lot higher demand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cable channels that will be airing the NFL are going to have way more way more leverage.
Hey, we only have 60 seconds. That's you two 30-second commercials or yeah. one 60-second commercial.
And you want to play a 60-second commercial, and it's going to cost you fucking three times as much.
Exactly, because that's the only commercial that's being played.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it's good, though, because football games are to a point where, you know, it's a four-hour affair to sit down and watch a football game.
Now, like I said, unfortunately, this won't take place next season, but they plan on having it out in the next two or three. And I still imagine that the Super Bowl is going to be the exception to this, to where it's just going
That's
a riddled commercial fest. Exactly. Well, especially when now how many people watch the commercial or watch the game for the commercials. Like, they become the, they've become their own entity with the Super Bowl.
So, funny, over-the-top,
they weren't
awesome.
That great this year.
Everybody says that, like, every year. Like, every year they're like, meh. Like, when was this great year of Super Bowl commercials?
The one with the fridge that rotates and the beer in it.
I don't remember that at all.
The chameleon saying Budweiser?
Yeah, exactly. Late 90s.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's those are the ones that I remember.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is rough.
No, it's it not. Is. Well, it depends. So
this
for
is
you,
awesome news.
For you, I just don't like the art style.
It was the happiest picture I could find that was also the biggest. So that's the only reason I went with it. I tried to
find
a better one.
That's Naruto. It's good enough.
But he's all pumped in the little picture if you're watching his live. But Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, which is obviously the later series, is finally coming to an end after 15 years. In fact, today, episode 720 aired, which was the finale.
Yeah.
So it is, as of this recording, as of right now,
done. And I'm stoked, and I will finish it. But that's because I'm like 450 episodes in, so it's kind of hard to not go back and just...
Already halfway, man.
You're over halfway at that point.
Exactly. I'm just like, I got to. And I like the story. Plus, what I like about it all being out now at this point is when they hit their fucking 6 weeks of filler like they do periodically, they have good long runs of no filler, but then after like a big battle or a big fight, you're going to get like 6 or 7 weeks of filler.
It's all out. You can skip ahead.
Exactly.
You can
I just
skip
watch the
past
episode,
all that filler.
And then I skip into it, and if it looks like they're flashing back again to stories you already know, I'm just like, and skip.
Because
I just can't do it. I don't need...
That's
sometimes,
one of my biggest
man,
problems
they've skipped back to the same fucking story like five different times, and I'm just like, we all know how Kakashi got the eye, bro. Like,
you told us four goddamn times.
Dude, for real, though. I'm just like, why? What are we doing here again? So I'm stoked that it's over because it will. I'll just skip the filler because that's the whole reason I never got nearly as far into Bleach.
Well,
it's
because
Bleach does filler like every other episode.
Oh, Lord,
it's terrible. And it's hard to notice till it's too late.
You're like, wait, no, this isn't a real storyline starting.
Exactly. And it's just that
would
like,
be frustrating.
Oh, you suckered me into it. But I always thought Naruto was a good show. Now, I don't ever expect anybody to jump into it because it's such an undertaking. You're looking at like 220 episodes for Naruto and now 750 for Shippuden.
It's a great story. It's a great universe. Like, the universe is really cool.
And I'm assuming with 720 episodes, they probably explore it pretty fucking well.
Pretty well, yeah. And, like, the past and future of it, like, it's pretty cool.
But to ask someone to sit down for 720 episodes.
I like their take on their abilities.
So, total watch time, if you skip the intro and outro, is probably, like, 18 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's still a shitload.
You can bust three into an hour.
Yeah. Okay, so 720 divided by three is... still 200 plus hours of content.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
240.
I have a hard time fucking signing up for a 22.
Hours. 240 hours?
I have a hard time signing up for a 22 season or episode season of something at an hour long.
You have to be a fan of anime, and at the same time, you're going to have to enjoy the art style, the characters.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't argue that it was a phenomenon in America.
I'm just
saying,
for anybody to want to undertake that, you're going to have to like everything about this show.
Oh, right.
You can't have huge qualms because you're not going to watch 720 episodes.
You got to be all in.
See, the difference is, too, before Shippuden ever came out, I watched all 220 episodes or 240 episodes of original Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back older and cooler. So, of course, I'm going to fucking watch Shippuden because now
you're
more
older
of a badass.
And cooler.
Exactly. I watched it right after high school. Our friend Pete made me watch it.
I remember when Shippuden first came out, watching those first few episodes of them as adults. And then being much more powerful was fucking sick.
I believe
Dude,
it.
You
it
had was this feeling of like, because
you grew
finally,
up with these characters
finally,
for 200
episodes.
Yeah,
they were
episodes.
All gone for 3 years and trained separately.
And then came back
to Shippuden. Yeah, like Naruto trained with one of the Senin. So did, what's her name?
Oh, lady. Lady chick.
Sakura.
Yeah. Sakura's trained with one of the legendary Senin as well. You know, the other, one of the other main characters. And yeah. So, they came
and then Sasuke trained with a Orochimaru?
Yep, he's a Senin.
Yeah.
So basically they all train with one of the legendary Senin, which is seven dope-ass ninjas from back in the day during the Ninja War.
Well, if you love it, hopefully
I don't love it, that's clear.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is the close that you want it to be. And
so it's not terribly, I don't know if you, I'm not, never mind.
No, no, good.
All right,
no,
moving on.
He has a son.
Oh, so okay.
The story may continue, and the universe may not end there.
It just might not be Naruto's show.
Which I'm fine with that, because I'm only sucked into Naruto.
It'll be Boruto, his son.
Mm-hmm. I'm invested in Naruto, not his son.
Well, a lot of people are invested in Netflix. I know you just left, but this...
I actually came back last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Signed back up? It's fucking convenient,
wait,
isn't it?
Why did you get rid of Netflix?
For reasons...
That seemed like a good idea at the time.
They actually were a good idea. It was actually convenience that forced me back to them. So where I was watching my Netflix shows,
it's fucking
convenient.
I have
to get up and start the next episode. But when you're in bed with Netflix and you're going to sleep and you're laying there and you don't want to get out of bed.
Next episode starts at 14. 13.
Exactly. 12. And I was just like, I don't want to have to keep getting up to start the next episode. I've got like...
It's worth the $10 a month to not have to get out of bed.
No, no, it's actually next. I was paying for one of the most expensive accounts because of the way my original account kept getting bumped up.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I had the DVD thing on it and stuff like that.
Really?
And then I just stopped paying them. He, like, just quit my account. And
you were paying for DVDs and shit?
Forever.
And, wow, dog.
And then I came back last night, and it's like $7.99 if you only want on one screen. I don't share my account with anybody, so I have no need for two screens.
Beautiful.
So I'm paying $7.99 now, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? $8. Not
for the convenience.
Deal.
It's great. Well, so many people like the convenience that back on January 8th, Netflix broke its own record of the most streamed hours in a single day.
Wow.
With 250 million hours stream to its users in a single day.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's lifetimes.
That's so long. Netflix averages 125 million hours a day of streaming
Jesus
content.
Jesus Christ. So let's just...
So what
That's
was going
insane.
On...
insane.
What was everybody doing on January... I mean, obviously they were not watching Netflix, but like, why January 8th? Was it a Sunday? Like, was it the Sunday before the fucking Super Bowl?
Everybody's just bored.
Yeah, like, there's no football today. Fuck it, let's watch movies.
Probably, dude.
Like, to be completely, like...
In one day, they single-handedly streamed 10,416,666.7 days worth of content.
Convert that to years.
Lifetimes.
Divide by 365. I'm gonna...
25,538.8128 years. 28,500...
I don't believe your math! If that is
250
accurate,
250 million hours?
They streamed more hours than my family line has been alive.
Adam, you said 250 million hours.
250 right? million hours in a single
Jesus,
day.
So if we
oh
want to do
God.
That, we divide by 24 to get days, right?
Yeah. Yes. And then divide
and
by 365.
Million.
Yeah.
You divide by 365,
God,
and you get 28,538 years.
Insane.
That's literally longer than my family line has been alive. They streamed in a single fucking day.
Wow.
That's just. Like I said, that's lifetimes, man.
That is, it's lifetimes,
lifetimes
of content.
It's generations.
Yeah.
That's like the lifetime of a rock.
That's like...
It's literally a lifetime of a family line. 25,000 years? Was your family alive? Like, was the name Burns around 25,000 years
knows?
Ago?
Was Were humans around 25,000
oh,
years
yeah.
ago?
For sure.
25,000?
Yes.
Yeah, you got BC, man.
All right, first Homo sapien.
Oh, dude, it's millions. Of
so
hundreds
James,
of thousands.
James
hundreds
in the chat says, "All right, Brokeback Mountain is my Western pick."
That Fair is
enough.
Not a Western.
Dude, it
yeah,
counts.
It is.
No, it
no,
fucking counts.
Cowboy hats do not make it a goddamn
hey,
Western
and
movie.
Accents, bro. It's a Western. It takes place in the West.
Would you call Justified a Western because they have accents and the motherfucker wears a cowboy hat?
It's a TV show. We're doing movies, but thanks for your input.
That, no, that's classic misdirection. The point is still the point.
So Adam's arguing because he doesn't want to have to sit around with us two and watch Brokeback
Mountain.
No,
I have no problem watching weird
then
gay stuff go on.
Then quit complaining about him picking a Western.
I don't think it's a Western.
It takes places on farms and ranches.
So does animal fucking, but you wouldn't call that Western.
Wow. That's Western, now you're comparing baby. Gays to animals? That's really fucked up of you, Adam.
Yeah, dude.
You're a real wow. piece of shit.
You know what I can see? Fuck it. Fine. Throw it on in.
Yes.
What the hell is this, Adam?
Oh. No, this is the next Netflix story, and I will make it make sense in a minute. Earlier this week, Netflix...
Earlier this week, during Netflix... House of Cards, Season 1, Episode 4, Chapter 4.
No, that's not the story. The story is...
Skip the intro.
The skip intro button. Yes, oh, Netflix earlier this week added a skip intro button to where if you opted in for that season, it would continue to skip the intro for you. I actually kind of like it. I usually watch, when I'm watching a series... The first intro, or the intro on episode one, and then the intro on the last episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I skipped the rest of them, except for Lemony Snicket, because they were different every single episode.
Yeah, you have to watch that one.
Yeah, and they're just different songs every time. It was fucking amazing. But yeah. for something like House of Cards, Daredevil, any of the Marvel stuff,
Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones changes every season, but again, watch the first one, watch the last one, and you feel mm-hmm. like you get it.
Also, Game of Thrones is not on Netflix.
No, but it is another very...
lengthy intro.
A lengthy intro that plays very predominantly in the episode. There's actually a video posted to Facebook where it was made in the 90s, and it was literally somebody playing the Game of Thrones thing on like a synthesizer.
That's
like,
awesome.
Beep, beep. It was so funny. But yeah, that's not the story. Netflix has a skip intro button, so feel free to skip that intro.
I was wondering why you had this fucking shitty screenshot.
It's a screenshot of the skip intro button, so people know what to look for. It's right above the episode timer down there in the corner. That is 100% not the photo. Or, I think it's the photo, but not the spot.
Well, look, man, I can't control where I zoom.
It zooms in on where your mouse is.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm going to put my mouse right here.
Okay. And it zoomed in on where your mouse is. See, your mouse is right up there, right underneath the letter.
Okay. Yeah, your mouse, it's going right to your mouse, man.
Yeah, constantly.
Good call, Adam. Good call. Sharpest attack as always. There's some ghost in the shell.
Yes, there is some ghost in the shell.
There's a ghost in your shell. There's a ghost in my
shell.
There's
a ghost walking through this city right
here.
Dude,
this movie looks very psychedelic.
Fucking look at that thing, dude.
I'll be the first to say it. This movie looks like you need to see it on some kind of drug. It's very colorful. A lot of contrasting stuff going on. Kind of like The Watchmen.
Where... A lot of crazy holograms.
Exactly. Where they kind of play with the frame. But... If you want to, if you're kind of iffy on Ghost in the Shell, the first 5 minutes have been released online, and not as a leak or anything, so you can go up and see it in 1080p in good quality and watch it, and see what you think. I fucking dug it. Honestly, it sold me more than any of the other trailers. And this is how
that's
you're watching,
what trailers should be.
First couple minutes.
They should just give you the first couple minutes of a fucking movie. Holy
or
fuck.
Even if it's just like 2 minutes randomly in the movie.
No, here's a fight scene. No, don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Give me the first 5 minutes. I know what I'm walking into.
Fair enough.
You know?
You're right.
Like, I think
everything else is a surprise.
Dude, exactly. That's what... If you can't catch me in the first 5 minutes, the movie's not going to be that great anyway. Mm-hmm. You know?
Unless it's... there are some movies where you can make the argument
I guess
that's
there
not
are
the
some,
case.
Some movies that build pretty well, but I don't know, man.
I mean, those movies are also... Like, build as a movie that builds well. Like,
yeah.
They're sold that way, so you would know that going in. But, like, something like
more,
this?
More trailers should be done like this, where it's like,
consistent
hey, here's the first...
Time. Yeah.
Here's the first 30 seconds after the credits of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
James in the chat. Well, first he says, not like you guys ever pick my movie anyway.
We don't pick them.
Fucking
and
random.
And then he says, hold on. And then he says, Garrett, your little drawing should be a pair of dicks and cowboy hats, LOL.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Dicks wearing cowboy hats.
I have to do little drawings now?
Yeah, it's a thing. You've started for yourself. But yeah, so the first 5 minutes of Ghost in the Shell is released. I've got to say, it looks fucking good. It looks fun. Like, I haven't seen the animated movie before, but this looks fucking good. It looks
I've seen
like,
the
well
animated
done.
Ones, and I'm on the fence.
I've got to say, as far as someone that's never seen it before and doesn't know the Ghost in the Shell movie, all of the CGI,
it's...
all of the effects are clean.
No, everything
you know?
Looks really good. So far, it's obviously going to be different from the animated ones, but every time they do this, I'm iffy, because every time they bring animes to live action, now luckily this one, there's no, like, super crazy abilities or anything like that, like, they tried to do it with this fucking, like, ninja show, I can't think of the name of it, But they had a live action. And
yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Well, well that's also true.
No, but I saw it in, like, one of the people's in the anime, like, can control their hair. And then the live action, it just looked absolutely fucking ridiculous. I saw it, and I was just like, oh, I know that's from a fucking anime, the name. And I just fucking jumped right in. I watched maybe 15 fucking minutes, and I was gone.
I've seen some really good ones.
This is a lot safer.
Like, yeah. Did you watch the Kenshin one with
me? The Rurouni Kenshin ones, yeah.
Yeah,
those are about the only ones I've ever seen that are good, though. I don't think there's many.
There is a 2-hour Death Note Part 1 and a 4-hour Death Note Part 2 that Japan tried to do.
It was rough.
Dude, it looked like someone filmed it in their basement. Like, 100%. Mm. But yeah, so first 5 minutes of Ghost in the Shell are out. I highly recommend checking it out because it's a pretty rad scene. It's not a slow build. Like, they throw you right into the world. If you're on the fence, watch it. It might push you one way or the other.
Okay.
So,
Shrek. Shrek'd him. There is 2 watermarks on this photo, Adam.
Hey, there's the...
You don't think you could find one that wasn't double watermarked?
When I was searching for photos, I searched for Matrix Funny.
When all of this in the background was, like, other companies, like, in Japan.
Yeah, it's actual, like...
Japanese and not actual code. Yeah, I know. There are no numbers listed there at all.
No, there's a number Adam, 3 right above my
mouth. What are you doing?
We're supposed to be legitimate here.
He's advertising.
You're in the wrong place. Anyways, the reason why I tried to snag a funny Matrix photo is because I think it's funny that the Matrix is trying to come back.
Who's the dude on the left?
That's the guy that betrayed them for the stake.
Getting plugged back in.
And being rich. He wanted to be plugged back into a rich life, so he sold out all his homies.
Mm-hmm. Matrix is coming back. Now, the director that's going to be doing it is saying it's not a remake. It's not a reboot. It's not even really a retelling. It's
not
more
a reimagining.
Nothing like that. It's just the Matrix built a very large, interesting world, and we're going to explore other parts of it. Which actually gives me hope for the movie.
We talked about it in the car. Like, you could do a whole thing on Zion, the city where the humans live at the core of the earth where it's still warm enough.
Exactly. Or you do it 500 years ago to where, like, it has nothing. I mean, obviously, they will tie certain aspects into the Matrix movies.
You could do it before Neo's Unplugged 10 years ago.
Like, six lifetimes it's been going on. Or no, there's been 6 or 7 The Ones. So... who knows how long they want to make it, but you can make it literally 3,000 years ago, or the dawn of the machine age, or... So there's a lot they can do.
The Animatrix was really good.
That's probably the best part. It was. Well, that one was really good as well.
One was mind-boggling amazing. When it came out.
It changed,
one was a mind-fuck.
It changed movies, man.
It was really good.
It was like the first original movie ever.
The bullet time.
Mm-hmm. That photography is so cool to watch how they did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But if you like the Matrix world, don't be afraid of this movie. At least not yet. I mean, who knows how production goes? But
I really hope they don't put Shrek in it.
That actually kind of sells a ticket for me, to be completely honest with you.
Hey, donkey.
And then just every time, instead of a cat for Deja Vu, Donkey just walks into the screen and just spits a one-liner.
No.
So, next story... is very dapper, very proper, but I'm assuming we've all seen The Kingsman.
No,
you.
Yes.
Oh my, that movie is fun.
I've seen bits of it. Yeah,
it's fun. It's just fun. It was kind of a surprise hit when it came out, and a lot of people, including myself, been waiting for The Kingsman 2. Now, most of the time, when you hear release date news about a movie, it's being pushed back. With The Kingsman 2, it's actually being pushed forward a week. So, it's kind of good. It's not really that big of a deal until you kind of realize that the reason why they're pushing themselves forward a week is so they don't come out at the same time as...
Deadpool?
No.
Star Wars?
No.
Beauty and...
Blade Runner. Blade Runner is the movie. Like, they were literally... Kingsman 2 and Blade Runner were set to come out on the same day, and
that's a tough one to compete with.
And the studio that's behind Kingsman's like, you know what? We'll bump it up a week. It's not going to fuck with post production at all because they'll be at all,
at all,
at all.
Where did you fucking come from? Far before then, so it's really just more like shipping and release that we'll have to kind of push up. So we're gonna get Kingsman before in September as opposed to October.
Yep. And I think the original Kingsman was
so fun. It's such
well
a fun movie,
done, man.
It's really a breakout hit, and you don't realize how good it's going to be until like you're halfway in. You're like, oh, this is the pace for the whole movie. This is this is amazing.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Not awesome. This is not awesome. I don't know why it zoomed in again.
It totally did. So, from all of our childhood, I remember, or I'm sure we all remember Power Rangers to some extent.
No.
So our friends watched it. We watched it. You had some toys, whatever it may be. Anyways, with the new one coming out, it's very high CGI. The producer on the movie, who just also happens to be one of the Saban Entertainment founders, has a plan for a 6-movie story arc that this movie will be kicking off.
Wow.
And he wants there to be 6 Power Ranger movies that build a whole universe.
That then ruins everyone's life.
Yeah, I mean, this very well... I honestly think this is going to be Transformers bad.
Yep. Yeah. I think what's going to happen is...
But I think it's going to be like Transformers 2.
It's going to come out and it's going to do well because people are curious. And yeah. There's been a lot of hype. And then the trailers, for a while, were building me up. And then they released a trailer recently.
Which made you
That
go,
made me
mind.
Go, whoa, 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 whoa,
What
whoa.
Happened here? What happened
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I was like, you guys were looking pretty good until you showed me more. Until
you showed me the suits. It's really when it lost. I don't know. It wasn't the suits that did it for me. It was watching the Zords fight, watching the bad guy, like seeing who the villain was going to be. I was like, oh, man.
Well, there's rumors that... So they all find glowing stones as their Transformers instead of the weird belt buckles.
They're Infinity Stones.
Basically. And a lot of people have been seeing stills of Rita, and her staff is a green, and it's got a green rock in it. So they think that the...
they've been talking about that from the beginning because of her costume.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Her costume looks like a Ranger outfit.
That they think that the Green Ranger is going to be the surprise villain at the end.
I'm going to be the one that holds out hope for this movie.
I'll still see it.
Because I really want it to be good.
Yeah. I do too, man.
Because I loved the Power Rangers when I was a kid. And it's way too campy now. It's ridiculous now. But
when you were 6?
But that I'm holding out hope for a good Power Ranger. There's so much so much lore there. There's so many stories they could tell.
Yeah.
And if you did it right, done, you can just build
exactly.
on it. Yeah.
If done in the right, I don't know.
Delivery?
It doesn't have to be like, I don't know, a little bit more realistic, I guess, or something, but a little more modern, you know.
I wanted it to be good, but like I said, I saw that latest trailer and it made me...
I'm right there with you. I was really excited at first, and then some of the later trailers have kind of made me be a little more cautious, you know.
It just really cut down my hype train, which was chugging along pretty good. And then it was just like, we're going to slow down in case somebody crosses the tracks.
I don't like how shiny everything is. That's what's kind
of
turning me off.
Vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, and like the Zords kind of disappointed me a little because... Think about, like, the amazing machines in, like, Pacific Rim and stuff like that. What could have been, you know?
Absolutely. You could have made them these, like you said.
Yeah.
So Pacific Rim, I think, has done the best giant robot in a movie that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
By the way, to call back to how long humans have been around, the first Homo sapiens evolved 200,000 years ago.
Okay. Huh. 200,000 million years ago.
That's not a thing.
James says, no, # Battletoads movie. Fuck you, Power Rangers. I'd rather have a Captain Planet movie.
Battletoads movie sounds awesome, by the way. I would be about that.
Dude,
if done right, they could really fuck that up.
Super Nintendo's Battletoads?
Yeah.
My jam.
So hard.
I will crush on I will crush
on
that game, dog. I know that
game
so...
A copy of that now?
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's a meme now.
Exactly. It's so hard, it's a meme.
So subscribe to Waiting for Players on YouTube while John does a marathon stream of it.
We should totally do a marathon stream of fucking Battletoads.
Oh, my God. Tell me the fuck out.
So I'm kicking that one off. I'm going to get you guys deep in that game.
No, I'm
Yeah, and then no one else will be able to fucking touch it, dude.
Right.
That game is not easy. And then
you
when
should
you lose,
be there
you
for
go
the
back
end,
to the beginning,
I think.
Don't you?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I don't believe so. Well, you have lives.
Yeah, and then when you lose, like, all of your lives, I thought you'd go back to the beginning of the fucking game.
Yeah, but you should never
lose
all your lives.
So we set a time limit. Can we beat it in the minimum amount of time?
Anyway, if that all sounds exciting, subscribe to Waiting for Players.
Exactly. Yeah, do it. Hey, that guy looks super hot.
Looks like Jack Black.
That looks like
not Jack Black, but it is LaFay from the new Beauty and the Beast movie. Now, last week we talked about how Malaysia was saying, hey, Disney, we're not going to show your film unless you cut this. And Disney was like, eat a dick, you don't get our movie now. Well, now Malaysia has said, hey, we'll show the movie in its entirety. Can we please have that movie? And Disney went, yes. So Malaysia literally bent a knee to the power of Disney.
Yep.
And so it's being rated PG-13 there. I don't know what it's rated here. I'm imagining PG. But yeah, so Malaysia, just to follow up, Malaysia will now be taking it.
PG-13 for any species erotica.
Or just because it's live action and not animated.
Yeah.
And there's live action violence.
Does he ever say in the movie, mess with the bull, get the horns?
I don't know. Does he ever say, you make me horny?
I hope so.
I doubt that.
That would make the movie. Mess with the bull, you get the horns. Like, whoa. Cliche, bro.
Speaking of Beauty and the Beast.
He's not a bull, though.
He's so dapper.
The lead actress, Emma Watson.
Actress.
Because of this movie, even though it's March, she is already set to be 2017's highest paid actress. Because, and this was genius on her part, even though her accountant said, don't do it, take a $20 million lead in La La Land. She turned it down for Beauty and the Beast for $2 million, but also a percentage of back-end ticket profits. And because of that, she is making stupid money. Beauty and the Beast opened to $170 million in the United States and $180 million nationwide, and that's not our worldwide, and that's not even all countries released yet. And that's just openings.
And I wonder how much per ticket she's getting.
I mean, we're talking probably like a hundredth of a percent, a thousandth of a percent. But when you're talking with, literally its opening was over $300 million and it's set to break over $1 billion. A tenth of a percent is still a stupid amount of money.
What is a tenth percent of a billion?
You know, this isn't a math show.
It's not. I want to know now, though, when you start spitting out numbers like that.
It's
$10 million. We need to stay away from numbers.
I like the story, Quam, with this that somebody posted on Reddit, and it was like a little cartoon, and they're like, what's wrong with the plot of Beauty and the Beast? And so basically, the Beast gets turned into the Beast because some lady comes to his house when he's like 15 years old, and his parents aren't around, or 11, and his parents aren't around, and he doesn't let her in. And because he doesn't let her in, and he doesn't show kindness to this old lady, she fucking curses him into the Beast. With that magical rose, when the last petal falls, it'll be permanent. And so in the thing, he starts crying, and then she goes, oh, what's wrong? He's like, I'm this old. My parents aren't even here, you know, and now I'm a hideous monster. And she goes, oh, well, when you put it like that, I feel kind of bad. How about I curse all your servants, too, so you're not alone? He's like, I would like that.
That's what happens in the movie?
No, it's a card. It's just explaining, like, why the plot's weird.
Oh, yeah, because
she curses this
weird
little kid whose parents aren't home. He won't let the stranger into the house. She curses him for eternity.
She probably curses the house.
And so if he just left, he wouldn't be a beast?
No. That's not how houses of people work. That's how houses of
buildings
work.
That's not a house made
work
of people.
James in the chat asks, so when the teacup kid comes back to life, does he have a piece of his skull missing?
Probably. He's got a fat dent.
He's probably got a chipped to wear a helmet. Tooth.
That's probably exactly what it is. Emma Watson making more money than we will. Moving on.
Already.
Yeah.
Making more money than your whole family will.
She was
a kid.
Yeah, in 2010, she was the highest paid actress of the year as well for Deathly Hallows. I think that was when Deathly Hallows came out.
Hermione's like, you fucking need me.
Yeah. Well, she was probably the hottest female star at that point because of those fucking movies, you know?
Yeah. She was a frizzy-haired little child, kind of dorky-looking when they came out. And then she got super hot, and you're like, well, hot damn.
Those three really kids, doesn't look much because different. They got cast as Harry, Ron, and Hermione, done. They're done for life. Breathing rarefied air, as long as they're not stupid on a cocaine addiction, they're good. They're solid. But anyways, yeah, Space
God,
Jam.
I wish I would have got cast as Harry Potter. And
I should have gotten cast as Ron.
You should have, right?
You could have done a British accent. I could do it, I swear.
No, I'm the American Ron.
Oh.
Oi.
Oi.
You do it like... You,
hey, what the fuck?
That's no, super
I'm
American.
The American Ron, oi.
Oi, over here, mate.
I was doing...
Oi, you yank.
American saying oi. So like... You read all the lines as British lines, but you just do it as with a fucking thick American accent.
That's rubbish. Poppycock.
Okay. You're a cunt.
Thanks, baby.
In the American way.
Ooh, Space Jam.
Yes. So, for Space coming up jelly. This April, just like every April is... A April? Fuck. Every April...
Apple, Adam. Apple.
Every April is National Record Store Day. And for that... Space Jam's soundtrack is getting
that's a great soundtrack.
A dude, that release. Is a good soundtrack.
Okay, every single one of us jammed on that soundtrack.
Dude, when we were seriously.
Younger. Yeah.
Time to jam now.
Fly like an eagle. I could
probably seriously
to the sea.
Recite the whole thing like if it was eagle. Playing.
Let
you know?
Your spirit be free.
Carry me.
Carry me. That's what it is.
But yeah, let your spirit be free, bro.
That's the same thing. My spirit will be free to carry you, John.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty fat. So good luck to your spirit.
My spirit is strong.
So that's dope, though. That is good news.
Yeah. That soundtrack is a banger, and now you can get it on vinyl.
Dude,
it's going to sell out so
hard. No, but seriously, there's a track on there that has, like, Coolio, Method Man, Redman. Like, it is crazy, the people that they got onto this fucking album.
You mean Michael Jordan got on? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably not. They all signed on because of Michael Jordan, and they watched him grow.
I think
Looney
it was
Tunes.
A big factor.
So yeah, if you're a vinyl head,
at that point
you can
in time,
absolutely
he was
pick
some
this
serious
up on vinyl.
Dude.
And Jordans have and forever will be.
Maybe
the
they
shoe.
Got on it for free Jordans
and
for
it was
life.
Literally done.
Guaranteed.
Like
if they got free, if somebody offered me free Jordans for life, dude.
You
I'd
rap
do
on
what,
their album.
I'd do whatever. I'd do whatever.
Yeah. Well, and the movie literally came out after he retired, but before he came back for a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was the perfect time for Jordan. Like,
then you came back a wizard like Gandalf the Black.
And this movie was just a perfect storm. Like, there was really
That's
only...
racist.
He hates the blacks.
I know,
over
man.
This. Chung's going to come in one day wearing a white cone mask.
And then he's going to try and say he's a wizard.
No, it's a fucking epic rap battle history.
What's the most epic rap battle in history?
It was Michael Jordan versus Muhammad Ali, and that was Muhammad Ali.
I don't think
rapping
that ever happened.
MJ. What? You obviously, I'll show you the video after this.
Motherfucker, Muhammad Ali is the greatest. You don't fuck with that.
Now you double dribble balls that nobody can see. Anyways.
Wow.
You don't fuck around with the greatest like that. He's no laughing matter, all right? He will move like a butterfly and then sting your ass like a bee.
Here comes Jordan, big tongue wobbling, flying through the air like a big dumb goblin. I love that song so much.
So back to Netflix. Earlier this week, Netflix released a teaser trailer for...
Death Note.
Death Note, yes. Their Death Note movie. It is a... I've got to say, most of the time when they bring up whitewashing movies... My argument is kick rocks.
I can't reel it in.
That's why I'm ignoring you.
Thank you.
In this one, I've got to say...
His laughter's getting contagious.
Both of you, shut up. Don't encourage him. I'm trying to do the goddamn news.
I got this. I'm good now.
I don't believe you.
I'm all left out.
All right.
I need water.
So, there's a show...
If you hadn't laughed, Garrett, I could have drank it.
This makes for great radio, guys.
Anyway, sorry about that. I lost control of myself.
So, Netflix has a Death Note movie coming out. Now, normally, when people say, oh, it's been whitewashed, I say, oh, kick rocks. But this one actually feels really fucking whitewashed. This Death Note, it's only a single movie. It takes place in Seattle. People are white as fuck. And not even really good representation
Everybody
of people
in Seattle.
Everybody in Seattle
is white as fuck. It doesn't get sunshine here.
That tool doesn't look like a man that lives in Seattle.
What do you mean?
What? You probably go to like a bar downtown and find that guy tonight.
Dude,
no problem.
No shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, it's a big city. Everybody lives here, bro.
I'm just saying, he looks like a tool. I don't want him thinking.
We have tools.
I don't want people thinking that's what my city looks like. We're manlier than that little sissy.
Here, what's that bar in Seattle? The Unicorn or something?
Oh, you're talking Neighbors?
No, it's got
a weird
name.
It used to be the Unicorn. No, I don't know.
But I watched a tool like that fucking stroll up to the door and then wouldn't show his ID to get in, and then he tried to punch the bouncer, and the bouncer straight rolled his ass.
Yeah, he said, not in Seattle, as he punched him.
And then he walked off and grabbed the cops.
Yeah, so this is, if you're watching live, this is one of the stills from the show.
In Seattle.
Obviously, we have Light over in the chair, and then we have L propped up on the chair.
Yeah.
Not really sitting like L, just kind of squatting on the chair, which is a little disappointing.
Well, L is usually squatting.
Yeah. But he looks more comfortable than just like,
well,
I'm about to jump.
Well, it's because he's a drawn character, and it's hard to sit like that in a chair and make it look good.
You know what? If you're getting paid to make pretend, you better pretend well.
You better shrink down and fit better in that chair awkwardly.
Look at those heels off the ground.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
American spy.
Yeah.
Clearly not Slavic.
Yeah. All right. That story's over.
And now we're back.
No, it's not.
So anyways, the trailer has, or the teaser trailer has come out.
Looks super iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy. Beyond iffy.
The movie, it's actually a movie. It's not a show. So it's just a,
it scares me.
It's a one and done. Well, assuming one and done. I'll watch it because it's a movie.
And it's on Netflix, and I already paid for that.
Exactly.
literally no risk.
Exactly. I wouldn't go seek this out on another streaming site that I wasn't already paying for.
No.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope this is fucking great.
It could be really good.
I hope it's amazing.
But I just, the
trailer, I don't trust that little dude.
The way the trailer was put together, it just looked iffy. It could be really good. Like, it really could, because it didn't show you a whole fuck ton. But my brain made a bunch of inferences and, like, jumped way into the story, and I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think
so, buddy. I tried to locate every scene in the trailer to spots in the cartoon, yeah. And I was like, this doesn't look good at all. I think the best part of this is going to be Willem Dafoe as Ryuk.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tasty Apples, because his voice actually kind of matches what I imagine it would sound like. So watch it. Don't. Just know it's coming.
I wish I could watch it in Japanese with American subtitles.
I mean, but it's American made.
I know, so it would be dubbed into Japanese.
I don't wish that on anybody.
That sounds terrible. I never want to watch anything that's dubbed.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason.
That's why I hate really old Jackie Chan movies, because I watch them and I'm just like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So fucking hard.
So, that'll do it for the news. I think it's time to spin for genre.
We need to get some more picks.
Man. We ain't got no picks, bro.
Hey, I mean, no, I can only do so much as one man. I really can.
We have your spirit.
And I put my spirit into everything I did earlier today, and now I'm spiritless.
So what did you do?
Carrying John.
1,000% more than you, let me put it that way.
I worked today.
Yeah, that's fine. I worked on the podcast today.
See? Then we're probably even it.
Yeah, but our work steals our soul.
Yeah. You had your spirit. Mine's gone. Drained from my chest.
Hey, that's a John problem.
Hey, where's the pen?
That's a Garrett problem.
I was like, you're the doodler with doodle pants. So, Brokeback Mountain, dick hats.
Yeah, so we
need more picks. I see you out there, guest 668.
Right now we have my Western, we have James's Western, and that's it. So it looks like it's going to be a host.
Is Waterworld a Western?
No.
Actually, I would say yes. It is. The storytelling in that is absolutely a Western.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, Adam, you're not.
I was trying to see if other Adam would weigh in, because Garrett said no, so I already know what he thinks.
I wouldn't have thought so.
It's considered a Western. It's Western storytelling.
Well, I'm not going to pick it, but anyway.
I'm going to Google that shit right now. Make sure I'm not the only one that thinks this way.
I'll save Blazing Saddles for comedy. Let's see. If I was going to go Western, fuck. There's so many, and I like so many of them. God damn it! 5-5-ful? It's Fievel Goes West.
Fievel Goes West was my jam as a child,
dude. It was, and it'd probably be hard to find.
Probably not.
Maybe you might be one of those things you have to watch it in parts on YouTube. That movie
is a beautiful hat, Garrett.
The hat's good. The dick's bad.
Oh, honestly,
that is a beautiful dick. Add some veins.
Yeah.
Don't give it pubes though. Just give it some veins. Shadow. There you go. Don't be predictable with the veinage.
Yes, Waterworld is considered a Western storytelling.
Really?
Yes.
Well, fuck. Maybe I think I will go Waterworld. That's a long... Fuck it, Waterworld. It's a good movie. And I love me some Costner. Actually, I'll go...
I'm pretty sure it's F-I-V-E-L for Fievel.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But still a banger.
I think my mom has it on VHS.
My grandma has it. She also has the first Fievel story as well on VHS. I used to watch those back and forth.
What would you pick, Adam?
I'm going with Tombstone.
Tombstone.
That's a damn good Western. It's got Kurt Russell in it. No. Hateful Eight.
I'm already writing Tombstone.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
I'll live with that. Hateful Eight's great, though, if you guys should absolutely go watch it. Especially if you've got a really pretty monitor or TV. Because that movie is shot phenomenally. Well, parts.
Man, I just like started looking at Westerns on here, and there's so many good ones.
Dude, it's literally the genre that's been used most by Hollywood. Wait.
Blazing Saddles.
I'm going to go with Quigley Down Under.
Quigley Down Under?
God, yes. Only because he hadn't started writing it yet, you lucky fuck.
What?
Yeah. Mike, about a minute or so ago, said Magnificent Seven in the YouTube chat.
That's a fun one. It's a newer one.
The 1960 one?
No, 2016. He's specified.
It's still fun, though. That one's also good. Not as funny, but still good.
You don't get a picture because I don't know what it's about.
God, I hope we get fucking pick Quigley Down Under. Fucking said, love that movie. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Seven?
Do you know what's funny is it wasn't even on the
Magnificent Seven.
Yes, Magnificent Seven.
It wasn't even on the eight, Western list. Seven. There was a thumbnail picture with a guy's face painted on that kind of looked like Tom Selleck. Sorry. And I was like, Quigley Down Under.
So, James, we have you down for Brokeback. I mean, you can throw great Westerns out all night and we'll agree with you. Django is another great Western, but...
He already drew the dick hats, bro.
Yeah, we go with the first one you say, and the first one you said was...
I think he might just be throwing out options to people. I think he might be throwing out options to people.
That's possible. And he's named in great movies, don't get me wrong.
It's Django Unchained, by the way. And it's not called John Quigley, it's just called Quigley Down Under, James. I'm just kidding. I know he was...
Adam, do you have a Western?
I'm just teasing, James. I know you were talking to me. And yes, Quigley Down Under is fucking awesome.
Remember, if I have to put one in, it's going to be a bad one. So,
that's right. You see? Bad Western, yeah. John
needed options. He was just trying to hook me up, Adam.
So, I have preachy. A list. I have a list of the 20 or the top 10 worst Westerns of all time.
You going with number one?
No, because that's just kind of mean. Number one is How the West Was Fun, starring Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen.
Fuck. I appreciate that. I wouldn't even consider that a Western. It was like a 90s kid movie.
So I'm actually going to go then with number four on the list, which is Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
Oh my God.
That's Wild Wild West. But watchable. We can have a lot of fun making fun of that movie.
Hey, I actually always enjoyed that movie.
As a kid, I loved it.
It's way over the top and ridiculous.
John, didn't you sing that?
No, it was Men in Black.
That's what it was.
It was Men in Black, that's right.
And I didn't sing it, I lip-synced it while wearing a black suit and sunglasses.
I will say, sixth grade class. When I was in elementary school, I loved Wild Wild. In fact, I even made my dad take me to Taco Bell and buy me the meal that gave you the duplicate version of one of their sunglasses. And then I wore that shit till they broke. I was also like 8. Yeah, so, you know, there's that. It
came out at the right time for us.
Oh, absolutely.
For older people, they were like, this movie
is garbage.
Actually, I think my dad even still enjoyed that movie when it came out originally. The problem is movie standards have jumped up so far over the years that when you go back and watch old stuff, you forget how bad old stuff was. And you're like, this movie is shit. And you're just like, wait, every movie back then was shit. You know?
So we got a decent amount of movies now?
We have 5.
Those are just...
You're not done yet?
No.
I didn't know you handed these all to me.
He's got a few drawings.
The Wild Wild West Spider Cowboy is amazing, by the way. I love it.
We have to keep talking while...
We also have Magnificent Seven. I'm not going to show them to you, but I'll give you a little teaser. It's the number 7 drawn out with a crown on top, so it is magnificent.
So we only show the winner. Is that a,
yes.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Quigley Pound... Poundtown? Pound? That's Quigley. A D. It looks like a P because a little dot underneath.
Quigley Poundtown. Quigley Poundtown.
Quigley Poundtown.
Wait, I didn't get a picture?
Doesn't get a picture because John doesn't know, or Garrett doesn't know what it's about.
I don't know
it takes place
about
in Australia.
It. Cool.
Do a dingo. I want a dingo.
Yeah, Garrett, draw me a dingo. Do it now.
It's just a dog.
Like, fuck.
We have a tombstone, which is literally
it's
just
a dog
drawing.
You call a dingo. A dingo ate my baby.
It's just a drawing of a tombstone for Tombstone. And then Brokeback, we have a dick with a hovering cowboy hat. Because he doesn't wear no hat.
Dude, James
it's
says...
It's a bareback donger.
James says, steampunk as fuck, man. Wild, wild west.
And then we
true.
Have...
It is steampunk as fuck.
Blazing Saddles, which is a pretty shitty saddle with a W on top of it.
It's a flame.
That is a bubble W, and you tell me I'm a liar.
That's a Batman logo.
Thanks, guys.
Real quick, Mike in our chat says, stop waving like a jackass, John. LOL.
Hi, Mike. Suck my dick, Mike.
What was Mike's movie?
Mike.
Did I get it down?
We already have it down.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you, Mike.
It was Magnificent Seven.
That's what it was.
Fuck you, Mike.
So I think that...
no, I got to throw one in.
Oh, you do.
I'm still thinking. All
right, so while he's thinking, should we spin for genre
spin
then?
Spin for genre, yeah. Yes.
All right.
Spin to win, baby.
And hopefully we should hear it. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
You can
and let me guess, bad movie.
Bad movie.
Fucking goddamn it. What is with that? Love dude, I'm telling you, that is not a random wheel generator. We should try a different website.
I
or
think
you
it
just
works out
spin
good.
It a bunch in between, and then when it comes, you're like, it's back to bad movie. I know it is.
Everybody watching live on YouTube watched it spin. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah, that doesn't mean it wasn't rigged. You probably set it to spin for 3 seconds and end on bad movie.
You know, if you put twice as many of one option in a...
It's going to come up a lot.
Yeah.
Like still, I feel lot. Like it's still disproportionate to the odds on that wheel because of how many genres there are. I get there's two of that one, but there's still a lot of spaces that thing could
land.
Well,
then the wheel's just keeping us true to our name.
Yep. Bad flicks all the way, baby. Fuck it. I could watch a goddamn bad movie. You know I can. I do it all the time. Then I say, that wasn't so bad.
You come up with something yet, Garrett?
Yeah.
What'd you got?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
God, that's so long.
I know.
There are a bunch of great 3-hour westerns, but I tried to stay away from them.
Quigley, who here has seen Quigley Down Under?
No one, John.
Oh, John, that's we don't you. Watch weird
not even
you? Like
no,
you.
I haven't.
Oh, that's come
you.
On,
that's all
man.
You, bro.
Fuck, it even used to
you
be on TV
ride
all
Tom
the time.
Tom Selleck's mustache Woo. All the way down
dude,
under.
I want a fucking Tom right. Selleck mustache ride, motherfucker.
Draw
you better
time.
Believe it.
Oh, wait, we gotta have the music.
That man has the best mustache known to man.
Give me one, Garrett.
What?
Give me one.
I want to
yeah, he knows what he's doing. That one. Whoa.
Popping out.
Oh, this paper feels smaller than the others. There's a drawing
it
on
must
here.
Be John's.
Tombstone.
Nice. That's actually a really fun one. I think we'll all enjoy it. I'm
Garrett,
really good to see
can
it.
You show him your little tombstone, please?
It's one of my
that's
better
my
drawings.
That's my movie.
Woo. Yeah, he's like, woo, John picked yeah. my better drawing. Adam, is that focused?
Now it is.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yep.
Nice.
So Rick, we're watching Tombstone this week. You guys, I promise. It's got Kurt Russell in it, and he is a treasure. And he shoots people and drinks, so you know it's going to be a fun movie.
I was going to pick Roadhouse. That was I could not remember the movie that I was going to pick.
Was Roadhouse a Western?
Not really. No. Not even, so I
it, if he says the word sarsaparilla, I'm going to count it.
I will agree with that. And by that definition, that makes Lebowski a Western. But he says sarsaparilla like 3 times, so it's a hell of a Western.
It's just his voice and then that accent and then fucking he says sarsaparilla and you're just like, I'm
you
sold.
Could even
it's
go,
it's a Western.
Thank you for smoking as a sarsaparilla because he plays the Marlboro Man in that.
You're fucking
oh, shit,
right.
He does.
That's
shit,
a
dog.
Cowboy like a motherfucker.
Mike says, I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game.
Yeah, fuck you, Finn.
I'll suck your juices, Mike.
I don't even know. I didn't get your
Huckleberry
joke.
Juices.
You're not sweet like a Huckleberry, Mike.
So I'm going to go home.
Our Huckleberry Sweet
should join me.
How are you getting there?
I'm going to make John be my driver. He's going to drive Mr. Adam.
Hmm.
So, later, everybody.
We're out.
Good night.
Bye. See you next time.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflicks616. You can email the show at contact@badflicks.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflix.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.